While I have to admit that even though the tiny jeans and miniature sneakers are positively adorable and fun to photograph, the added bonus of having Henry in my life is that he's made me a better, more thoughtful designer. I've always thought of my own home as my laboratory where I can try out ideas and fabrics and furniture in private on my own dime. I don't like to experiment too much when my client is writing the checks. Finding out that a certain fabric does not repel chocolate chip cookie stains made by sticky little hands is a discovery I'd prefer to make myself. These days, whenever I'm designing spaces for people who have a baby or are expecting, I can speak knowledgeably and with confidence about what is a smart choice and what is something they may regret or need to get rid of as the baby grows from immobile infant to fearless toddler and beyond. And when it comes to older kids, I have an ever-expanding arsenal of lovely but tough-as-nails textiles and finishes that can stand up to their shenanigans, as well as a long list of tried-and-true tips for keeping family spaces tidy and chic. Here's the best part. Making child-friendly choices doesn't mean that you need to give up on having a stylish home. In fact, most of the homes I showcased in my last book were designed for families with children. The assumption that, quote, we have kids now, so we need to hide all of the nice pieces and cover our sofa in plastic, end quote, is not true. Sure, you don't want to upholster your sofa in silk, but honestly, who would? I'm far messier than my son Henry in many regards. I'm looking at you, red wine stains on my rug. And our two dogs get the blame for messing up a Chevet cover or six, so we can't blame it all on Henry. Well, that's from the opening of Elements of Family Style, Elegant Spaces for Everyday Use by well-known designer Erin Gates. Heck, she's a New York Times best-selling author of Elements of Style. There comes a time in all of our lives when we need to give up the frivolity of our youth and accept that we're adults now, sometimes adults with children. The publishing world has taken note of this time of change in life for well over a century. As you can see on display in any well-stocked library or used bookstore, offering a seemingly unending supply of home decorating, how to make it books, magazines, and now internet-based websites for the clueless young adult, new homeowner, and offering an opportunity for those of us well past the this is my first home apartments phase of life to pause and catch up with the new and the now in decorating too, because every now and then you actually want to kind of join the 21st century and move out of the 1970s. And so to today's book, Elements of Family Style by blogger and best-selling author Erin Gates, a book that offers Erin's professionally tried-out ideas, lots and lots of photos, and down-to-earth practical advice for furnishing our homes and personal spaces so that those often intimate, close-up spaces befit not only our family's personalities, a key part of the book's theme, but always in daily use lifestyles and needs of our lives of adults and, as I noted, of the kids in our lives too. Gates' emphasis is on style that is practical. As the blurb tells us, Erin has always maintained that living with children and pets does not mean you have to forego nice things. Indeed, the author stands out when distinguishing between kids' rooms and adult rooms and the sometimes obvious and sometimes not so obvious real needs for each. Once again, from the blurb, Erin combines honest design advice and gorgeous inspirational photographs with engaging and intimate personal essays about life lessons learned the hard way while struggling with infertility and becoming a mother, managing a business, overseeing her own home renovation, and finding time for her marriage. She'll share how to store toys so that shared spaces don't look like a kindergarten, the expensive-looking fabrics that will stand up to a marauding toddler with sticky hands, nursery looks that go beyond blue and pink, and furniture that does not have to be stored during the baby-proofing years. She also showcases the work of other designers. She loves to surround parents, children, and their pets with comfort and beauty. Like a best friend who has a knack for style and a taste for fun, Erin opens her front door and invites you into her life and all of its beautiful imperfection. Wow, that's a lot to say. But the book does stand up to that kind of praise. It really is a book that can be appreciated by those who are adults with kids. And if you don't have kids, there's still some great decorating ideas in here, I think, for those of us who don't live in immaculate, kind of lifestyle where nothing ever touches the floor or the furniture. The down-to-earth practicality of this decorating book, beginning from the very cover, which features a bright, traditional modern living room with a blue and red toy car clearly in view in the lower right-hand corner, you can tell this is a home, this is a book that is going to encourage you to enjoy your life, whether you've got kids or you're expecting. So it comes as no surprise that in addition to her decorating chops, Ms. Gates excels as well in describing how to pick furniture and furnishings that accomplish real-life goals for decorating. Practical for those of us with kids and dogs and cats running through our homes with all of their joy in their mud and Legos, lots and lots and lots of Legos in this book, providing us with descriptions of fabrics, furniture frames, countertops, and the like, information that we can use as shopping guides, in other words. In many ways, Elements of Family Style is a one-stop Consumer Reports Good Housekeeping, House Beautiful, wrapped up in a hardcover book with lots of gorgeous photographs. Got to mention the photographs. I'm bemused, personally, that beige is back. The decorating color scheme my mother and many of her friends and many of my relatives espoused in the 1960s, the 1970s, into the 80s, seems to have found a renaissance with today's younger generation, the core audience for so much of this book. For on page after page after page of this generously illustrated book, wall colors are as nondescript as is it possible to achieve, with paint colors, at least. In fact, Erin offers an entire page of white paint chips. Years ago, I would have just sighed and rolled my eyes, but I kind of understand that now. Pops of color are many, though, through the use of pillows, rugs, objects of art, etc., asking the question, what is old is perhaps new? But fair is fair, and once we move beyond the family-styled rooms made for group living and into personal spaces we still know as dens or libraries or offices, the urge to surround oneself with darker colors, with shadows, with quiet if bold colors, does surface in stylish ways. Yes, Elements of Family Style is aimed at a middle-class audience for sure. Our author tells us again and again, though I'll add not annoyingly, how to acknowledge all the stuff we have in our homes, both adult and child-related, and how to keep all of that stuff from overwhelming our living space, be it the living room, the kitchen, the den, the office. In her How to Buy recommendations noted earlier, presume the reader has enough money to splurge on some items, while expecting that others will need to be replaced way more often and ought to be seen as all but disposable parts of our home lives. Recycling doesn't really rear its head too much in this book. So yes, this is a book for the middle-class decorator, or the soon-to-be middle-class high school college grad who's looking forward to becoming a middle-class adult. All of this praise said, I do find there's perhaps a bit too much in the book about her son, her first and her last child, she tells us, a result, no doubt, of her part-time career avocation as a blogger. She tells us that her Instagram account blew up when she announced that she and her husband were having a child. In a chapter she probably appropriately titles The Myth of Having It All, we read these thoughts. I remember being so excited to post about my design for my son Henry's nursery, and while most of the comments were lovely, there were some that were critical and mean. Social media makes feeling bad and behaving badly way too easy these days. Every day we see carefully composed highlight reels of other women's lives, most of the mothers, showcasing their perfect homes and perfect children, eating perfect homemade organic bowls against the backdrop of a perfectly beautiful sky. It's almost impossible not to feel like a failure when you're staring at your own child, chowing down on a Pop-Tart while rotting his brains in front of the TV. The anonymity that the internet affords us allows us to be judged, criticized, and shamed from behind a screen with no real repercussions for our words and actions. It's easy to forget that behind these profile pictures are real people, people who read those comments and take each one of them to heart. That said, This book is just full of ideas, and she's happy to share them with us, even though she realizes sometimes she's going to get criticized for some of her more outlandish ideas of letting her child run through her house, albeit not with a water gun, but perhaps with a bit more spirit than some others. She ends her book in the same spirit as she begins it, with enthusiasm, support, and an urge to creatively design a home that appeals to us, not necessarily to your neighbors, not necessarily to your mother-in-law, but to us. As she writes, life can be crazy, and with kids, it can sometimes be flat out insane. Your once perfectly neat home can turn into a disaster zone worthy of FEMA in a matter of minutes. But if approached with thoughtfulness, careful consideration, and an attitude of joy, it can be a space that everyone in the family can appreciate, a place for the kids to be loud and spill Legos, a place where you can all snuggle together and watch Toy Story for the 800th time, and a place where you can close the door and be alone in peace and quiet with wine, if only for a few minutes. When everyone has a space they can claim as theirs, the home is a respite from the world and a place where everyone can feel understood, cared for, and happy. I hope this book has helped you feel empowered to be brave, thoughtful, creative, bold, and most importantly, inspired to keep trying again and again when things don't turn out as you hoped. There is no perfect home, no perfect parent, no perfect job. But there is beauty in the perfections if you look hard enough. What a great way to end a book about just about anything, certainly to end Elements of Family Style, Elegant Spaces for Everyday Life by Aaron Gates. It's available at all of our fine local libraries, including the West Lafayette Public Library.